Random House Audio presents Lowtown by Daniel Polansky. Read for you by Rob Shapiro. Chapter 1. In the opening days of the Great War on the battlefields of Ypres and Ives, I acquired the ability to abandon slumber with the flutter of an eyelid. It was a necessary adaptation, as heavy sleepers were likely to come to, greeted by the sight of a Tren commando with a trench blade. It's a vestige of my past I'd rather lose, all things considered. Rare is the situation that requires the full range of one's perceptions, and, in general, the world is improved by being only dimly visible. Case in point, my room was the sort of place best viewed half asleep or in a drunken stupor. Late autumn light filtered through my dusty window and made the interior, already only a few small steps from squalor, look still less prepossessing. Even by my standards, the place was a dump, and my standards are low. A worn dresser and a chipped table set were the only furnishings that accompanied the bed, and a veneer of grime covered the floor and walls. I passed water in the bedpan and threw the waste into the alley below. Lowtown was in full stream, the streets echoing with the screech of fish hags advertising the day's catch to porters carrying crates north into the old city.